If you have any questions or need assistance with social media marketing, get in touch with a leading digital marketing company in USA. Get experts help. Native advertising is a type of online advertising where sponsored content blends in with other organic content on a publisher's site or platform. A native ad can take many forms, from a photo slideshow to an article. Native advertising is an effective way to increase your brand's online presence and reach a wider engaged audience. Facebook and Twitter are among the dominant social media platforms. Many brands have a presence on both. Creating and promoting native ads through these channels will help draw attention to your content and products. Pay-per-click, PPC, cost-per-click, CPC, is a common marketing term that involves paying an advertising company each time someone clicks on your ad. This does not mean you pay for the time your ad appears, just for every time someone clicks on it. This is different from cost per impression, which involves paying to have your ad appear each time a person views your site. This is a nice way to drive people to specific pages on your site. A pay-per-click, PPC, advertising model can help generate high traffic volume to your website. The most common goal of a PPC campaign is to drive visits to the advertiser's website or landing page. Retargeting. Through retargeting, you can reach people who saw your post and want to learn more about your company, but didn't end up converting on the first try. You can show them relevant ads to bring them back to your site or shop again in hopes of a successful sale. Whether you're posting videos, news, or audios on your page, retargeting will allow you to reach out to users who have interacted with your page and keep them interested in your brand. Reach is the number of people who'd have seen your post. Reach is different from impressions, the number of times your content is shown to users. Reach highlights how many people have seen your content for the first time. Reach is important because it shows you how large the audience for your post is, and it helps you measure how well your posts are spreading brand awareness. Social media monitoring. Social media monitoring is the technique of collecting public data from social networks, blogs, websites, and other sources in order to glean information about comments, likes, and shares relating to a specific topic or a brand. Social media monitoring can help you measure your impact, popularity, and reach. You can identify and respond to comments or reviews as they happen with social media monitoring. This helps gain customer trust and loyalty. By understanding what your audience is saying, you can use this insight to create a relationship with them based on trust, transparency, and respect that will lead to brand loyalty. Targeting. With social targeting, you have the ability to choose your audience by location, gender, age, interests, and more. This allows you to create ads that appeal to the right people, which is important for getting results. Vanity metrics. For maximum benefits, you should target them based on the audience most likely to be interested. For example, if you have a local business, you should probably target your ads to users in your local area. If you are selling a product that is popular with a specific demographic, then focus your targeting efforts around that group. Vanity metrics are sort of like magic numbers that allow you to do an activity without really understanding the impact. Impressions are one of the most commonly used vanity metrics. They can give a false impression that there is a lot of interest in your posts when they haven't been clicked on or interacted with. If you post a photo and it has 1 million impressions, it might seem like you have a popular post. But unless those impressions translate into interactions and engagement, you can't be sure. Viral is usually referred to as going viral or spreading exponentially. It often begins with sharing on a single platform, such as Twitter. A piece of content then spreads to Instagram, Facebook, and the whole social sphere, creating a snowball effect. Everyone wants to be a part of something that's going viral, so creating content that goes viral can help you get exposure for your product, service, or brand. Viral is the best thing that can happen to your content. Once a piece of content has gone viral, it tends to spread exponentially via sharing on social media, with each share leading to more and more shares. Social selling involves using social media to sell. It is a way of selling online to prospects in a friendly, easy, and natural way. The fundamentals of social selling is about using your professional expertise to rise above the noise and interact with potential prospects in a natural, helpful, and meaningful way. Social selling makes it possible for businesses to position their products and service.